Brett Hellner, Backyard Sportsline on WBAL. Joining us now, the Ravens beat writer for the Baltimore Sun, the one and only Jeff Zriebeck. Jeff, how are you?
Brett, what's going on? How are you?
Doing well. So we're approaching draft day a week from tomorrow, but you did break the story today that I know people are so interested in, although it really is a non-story, and I can tell already today on BaltimoreSun.com you were trying to quell the uproar about potentially bringing back Kyle Bowler in some sort of role. So your take on that story right now?
Well, you know, I started this about 7 months ago, Brett, and I would have told you at the time, and I still tell you, that nothing would surprise me. You know, everything is kind of new to me. But if someone told me back then that I'd be covering a story of potentially Kyle Bowler coming back to the organization, that huge surprise to me. I agree with you. Look, they need other quarterbacks. You need to have people to run drills in camp. You need to have people to throw to all the receivers you bring in. You know, Joe Flacco has been going to the some of these camps. He's not going to be at every day. You need people around. You need people to throw to receivers eventually. You know, you don't just have two quarterbacks in camp. So the Ravens are looking for at least one more. They'll probably add two more, maybe an undrafted rookie who they bring in along with a veteran. And I think they'll sign one of the three guys they bring in tomorrow. I do not think they'll make the team. I do not think they'll be around for the regular season. I think it's simply just to have some depth at the position to make sure Tyrod Taylor is pushed a little. You want a second-year young player like that to not think he has a job made before, camp starts. And, you know, I think they will sign one of these guys, but ultimately I think Tyrod Taylor's their number two, and they won't carry a number three like they haven't the last 2 years. So am I surprised Kyle's one of them? Yeah, you know, Ravens don't usually bring on distractions like that, but who knows, it could be a favor. I mean, Kyle is generally well-liked and well-respected here. Who knows when it's a favor for an agent, a player, or whether it's just, look, we need a guy to come in for several weeks, throw a little to our receivers, and that's pretty much all we can guarantee. But either way, I knew the response, but I also don't think it's a huge deal.
It's not a huge deal, and it's not just about bringing in another quarterback to, you know, finish out preseason games and all the practices and training camp. You also have to remember that if there were to be an injury to one of the two quarterbacks at the end of training camp, you're in a terrible spot at that point. You need someone else who has some sort of familiarity with the offense to be ready to go. Even if you only take two on the active roster once the regular season begins, you need someone else with some sort of experience and knowledge of this offense.
Yeah, and, you know, some guys will become available in the end. You know, if some people I saw were taking this as like kind of a, not a shot to Flacco, but a shot across Tyrod Taylor's bow, which I disagree with as well. If you want to challenge Tyrod Taylor, go out and sign Vince Young, you know, a guy who's a legitimate number two and started a huge, you know, a bunch of games. These guys are kind of coming in for the number three spot. We're not talking about number two quarterbacks. And, you know, most teams right now have both the number one and number two quarterbacks. There's not a heck of a lot of jobs out there. So basically there's a bunch of veterans. You know, you got the three guys they're bringing in. You got McNabb. You got Vince Young. You have a bunch of guys who are jockeying position trying to get employment here. So I don't think Kyle Bowler would want, you know, to be have to deal with all the questions again. And I'm sure he'd prefer probably being elsewhere. We wouldn't have to answer about some of his struggles. But the fact of the matter is there's only a certain amount of jobs like this available. So you kind of have to take what you can get. I think that, as I said, the Ravens will sign one of these guys. I'd be really surprised if it's Bowler, just because they know that'll kind of become a distraction. But who knows? He has wowed people in workouts before, as we all know.
Yes, that is true.
Remember, Curtis Painter has a relationship with quarterback coach Jim Caldwell. So I think that's probably works in his favor a little. And Dennis Dixon has some tools, you know. So he's, you know, there's things that they've liked about him in the past.
Jeff Zriebeck, Ravens beat writer for The Sun, is with us here on WBAL. And Jeff, the schedule, what are your thoughts on it?
Every team is going to have a complaint, and it's going to be valid in some regards. The two games against the Steelers in 3 weeks, that's not. You know, this is too physical a game. There's too much on the line. To put those games in 3 weeks span, I'm not a fan of, and I think probably the Ravens would all agree. But I do think some of the stuff about, you know, the Ravens, NFL being against the Ravens, trying to stick it to them, will be quieted here. To play three of your first four games at night and on prime time, all at home, That's not a bad way to start the season. And the other one's going to be a high-profile game in Philly as well. So, you know, we knew the opponents. We know it's going to be difficult. I think it's kind of a pointless exercise right now to say, okay, this means they can win this one, they can win that one. It's just, I mean, you never know. One injury in training camp or one botched draft pick or, you know, one holdout, you never know. One thing like that could have seriously affect the team's fortune. So I don't want to say. It looks tough on paper, that's for sure, and they're going to have their hands full. But there's some favorable parts of it, too. The bye right around the midseason, that's a pretty good result. Starting at home on Monday night, that's pretty good. So I think the Ravens had plenty to be happy about, too, on that schedule.
Jeff, we're about a week away from the draft. We will be a week away come tomorrow night. Your thoughts on what the Ravens are thinking or if they're leaning one way or another right now with that 29th pick in the first round?
Yeah, as you know, they're so close to the vest, and they're so good at what they do, and there's a reason why, you know, they usually get their guy, and it's partly is because they go about things the right way and stuff. So, you know, but I do think this year, as in past seasons from what I hear, you know, I think it was pretty well speculated that they were going to draft Jimmy Smith last year, so that wasn't a huge surprise. This year, I think they can go in a bunch of different directions. I still would say that the number one priority has to be getting, you know, a lineman. And if the right guy falls to them, I expect them to draft the lineman. But there's some guys that are going to make their decision tough if they're still on the board. You know, by all accounts, they really like the Stephen Hill kid, the wide receiver from Georgia Tech, with his tools and just the potential of putting him opposite Torrey Smith with the size and the speed and pairing him, you know, you feel like you have your franchise quarterback in Flacco and giving him two young outside weapons. He's going to be a hard guy to pass up if he's still on the board. Any of the Alabama guys, you know, if Upshaw, who can get to the pass rusher, who can get to the quarterback, is still there, or if Dante Hightower, very solid linebacker at a position of need, you know, if those guys are there, they're going to make it awful tough. But right now, I'm still saying they go offensive line. And you know, Mel Kiper said it today. I hate to piggyback off him, but he obviously does a whole lot more homework and knows a lot more than me. He feels like it's going to come down to the two Wisconsin kids, guard Kevin Zeitler and center Peter Kahn. And the Ravens are going to have their shot at both of them, and it's going to be a matter of what guy they think is the best fit.
Well, there you have it. Jeff Zriebeck, Ravens beat writer for the Baltimore Sun. Jeff, we'll catch up real soon. Thank you.
Sounds good. Have a good night.